start your message now. Press 0 to return to the attendant.
Hi, Jim. This is Marty. It's about 5 of 12. Would you give me a call at 609-779-1706? Thanks.
Collateral at the exchange is for your own position instead of offsetting them with other things at the bank.
Yeah, I mean, they were basically using Princeton's money to, rather than their own money to run their damn business. They're just too damn cheap to put up their own capital.
Yeah, I mean, that I don't know, but I know that the margining thing was, and that's when a lot of the discount loads had to get sold and whatever, because, you know, if you had on a large position, you had to have the cash to put up at the exchanges and, you know, that whole business, so. And every day, you know, when you're trading a lot, we had to go back and forth with positions, back, you know, with discount load positions, sell them, then we have excess, buy them, and, I mean, that was always a big mess. This account needed it, that one didn't, cross them. I mean, we always tried to do it in your best interest so that we didn't have to actually sell out discount notes and cross them, but it did create internal problems with, you know, where the money actually was.
Yeah, because I remember, you know, even Crespo calling up and saying, hey, there's $600,000 more in our account. Where would that come from?
Yeah. Exactly, things like that. I mean, to me, it was never, with the LOAs, like I said to Bill, it was never that huge of an issue because they're all Princeton Global Management accounts, and they're all subs of each other. So it's still the same heading with the same customer.
Yeah, but that's only changed recently.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, before it wasn't. I mean, and he just made a total nightmare of it. We were trying to keep everyone absolutely separate. And
right, when we used to do allocation for each account, and we used to have different breakdowns. I mean, that was a nightmare. Each account had a percentage of your total.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I kept track. I have everything here, though, so it shouldn't be a problem. I keep copies of everything.
Even when he was selling out my one-year notes by mistake?
Well, that, I mean, whatever, I should clarify that. Whatever I was involved in. Things that go on in New York that I don't know about, obviously I don't have copies.
Cost me $250,000. And you can't tell them, don't sell any one-year notes. If you need to liquidate anything, don't use one-year notes. Move them.
And he did it?
And he did it anyhow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I called Bill and told him about it. So it cost me $250,000.
Because he liquidated them early instead of letting them mature.
In the middle of October last year.
I'm not sure if that was a word. I never heard that. Bill must not have ever told me. Well, Sweeney, I don't know. I mean, he should know everything that goes on over there because he's the one that's up there. You know what I mean? So I would assume that, and Bill talks to him all the time about stuff, so.
You know, I mean, on this whole thing with the debits, I mean, I told Jim, I said, you know, I really think this thing should be independently audited because he made a mess of everything. And, you know, Sweeney said, you know, you're right, I don't blame you. Because I told him, I said, I don't really trust all these friggin' numbers.
Back and forth. I know. I mean, I know we've been audited by almost everybody you can be audited by, but, you know, that's from our end, from the outside's end. I don't know from your end. If it would be different.
Yeah, I don't know if, you know, I really don't know what the hell.
At this point, it's been, I mean, it further in time you get, then you go back and try to recreate the whole thing. I guess it gets a little crazy.
Well, he would do things, and then we didn't even know he did it. And we didn't find out until
month end.
You know, or until we needed an NAV and say, well, when he's not there, or Tina would call up and say, what's the NAV on this account? And he'd say $6 million, and go to you for an NAV, and 2 days later, there's only $3 million in there.
Right.
It's like, well, what the hell happened?
I know that stuff like that happens. I mean, I know that for a fact, because I'm the one that would say, what do you mean $3 million? You know, it was $6 million. Now that they do the NAVs every day, you know, it should be more transparent. You guys look at them every day, see if there's any changes. But back then, when there weren't NAVs every day, I mean, exactly. You probably wouldn't know until the end of the month.
No, we wouldn't. We didn't know anything.
Until the end of your statement.
And there were just, you know, too many it just got out of hand. Or too damn many to check.
Oh, I know. Well, you have like probably 300 accounts here or so. I mean, granted, a lot of them are closed, but they still show, you know.
No. No, I know, it's next to impossible to try and recreate what the heck he screwed everything up there on him. Alright, well, if you get a hold of Sweeney.
Okay, I'll make sure he calls you
okay.
In Maple Shade.
Alright, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Clinton speaking, in case you don't know.
Okay.
Who?
Live. Clinton.
What's he saying?
NBC.
So, what are you talking about?
Nothing yet. The dad, he's talking about... Yeah, I think it's about taxes. Bullshit that's been moving around. But nothing yet, you know, in case somebody grabs at that.
Alright.
Okay?
Thanks.
Hi, Marcy?
Yeah.
Tony Burns.
Oh, Tony, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Not too bad.
Nigel. You spoke to Nigel, okay. Have you got this latest request from the FSA?
No.
Okay. I'll send it over by fax. After the call, but basically, I guess Nigel's...
Yeah, Nigel went over.
That's sure what it was.
They want to... I think the most... serious issues that they want to actually claim that I'm part of the management.
Right. And then they can use that to try and make any theme of obstruction stick for whether it's for NAVs or for kickbacks or for whatever. Yeah, I can see that they've... There was a note that John has done in draft that makes the point that you're not part of the day-to-day management. You're
never given to them? Probably not, right?
Probably not yet, but it is definitely going to go in, and I know that... has been agreed with, you know, it's even Telegraph has agreed with it, so I don't think there's any issue with it going in.
Well, please get it in tomorrow.
Order.
I'm going over, I'm writing a letter. I haven't been able to get in touch with Sweeney or Bill Rogers.
Rogers.
I called Bill Rogers' cell phone, but he's on vacation. Out of area, I'm not getting any response. I left a message with the secretary. Calls in, please tell him to call me.
Okay.
I put a call on to Sweeney, but he's not around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm writing a letter right now. Going over the numbers ourselves, trying to figure out what's what. Basically, you know, going over the cash flows.
Mm-hmm.
296 in April 99 was about 2.4 billion in and 2.1 billion back.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really looked at it yet. I assume that's probably a significant profit in yen terms.
Mm-hmm.
NAV, the purpose of requesting NAV information has been expressed by the FSA via Cresville to Princeton as an attempt to ensure that assets exist. At the end of March 99, the total amount of cash and securities in Japanese PGM accounts stood at 551, 242, 758.75. How that Republic, all hedging conducted by Princeton was in its own separate accounts. Some wires coming in for March 31st were not actually received, credited until that Republic until the first or second.
Right.
Legal contract between Princeton and the Japanese client specifies that the client is accepting Princeton's guarantee for the hedging. We are under not under any obligation to make any transfers to an account that has that was being hedged on a proprietary basis.
Right.
Some investments for regular type notes were not held at Republic. In the case of venture capital, Princeton purchased on behalf of clients a 51% stake in Charters Towers Gold Mine in Australia. Since the company was public, restrictions on the investment were imposed by regulatory authority. The special condition was extended to allow us to take a 51% interest in the company without having to do a full takeover. Nothing was allowed to be sold before the end of August 99, and no individual in Princeton or Crestvale was allowed to buy any more shares.
I really don't know.
This gentleman, a lot of the places I do actually have this request, and I've got it written down in English. I mean, it hasn't been checked by feel that the English is right, but I think it's pretty right, okay. I know that Nigel looks at it. Shall I fax it to you after this call for you?
Yes, 709-779-7988.
Right, okay.
You know, I mean, in all honesty, I've never actually gotten a written request. Nobody's ever sent one to me. He's told me about them, but he's never given me.
Right.
Sent me an email saying this is basically what it is, and I said, can I have it in writing though?
That's correct. Then the other one was on the shooter on the launch day from Wild South, which was the one that I got the day before on this Kisei thing. It wasn't being there either. But the number that Phil gave me was not a number you were mentioning, it was something like 361-2169 or something.
Oh no, that's the beach house.
Right, okay, well that's why I probably didn't get this. Yeah, well it's good because you're not getting calls from left, right and centre saying, please do this, please do that, please do the other.
Look, I'm trying my best, Tony.
Yeah,
if Chris Bale would have turned over those documents immediately instead of saying, oh, well, we didn't sign off anything that wasn't true, blah, 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 it's no big deal. You know, it took us, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks to even find out that, holy shit, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always filtering and not telling me a damn thing.
But I think that's something which the FSA still don't really know about, because Aki's always never really got in there. That's why they can come up with stuff thinking that Princeton is just keeping the shadows down and not helping out at all, and obstructing all the rest of it. And that I think is, if it's left like that, then that's what the control division get when they come up with their ideas. That's what they're going to do. I'm sure you're right, time is of the essence now.
I mean, it's just, it's an impossible situation. You know, oh, Princeton's not under investigation, so we won't talk to you.
And then it's Princeton.
And then all of a sudden, I'm the brains behind the management.
Right. So we will get this other message tomorrow from Krasnov saying that you're not part of the day-to-day management, and really, your involvement recently is because you've got specific questions being asked to you and you're a transactional counterparty. And obviously with your investment, you're entitled to be interested in what else going on with the FSA investigation.
That's just becoming impossible. I think they're on a witch hunt and they're after all the Gaijins.
Yeah, maybe they are.
It just, just keeps coming, I mean, how can you accuse me of things that, but at the same time say, no, we're not investigating you?
Yeah.
Give me no opportunity to answer any questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intimately involved in kickbacks.
Yeah.
But not once has ever been a question, were you involved in these kickbacks?
Right.
Or if there were such questions, Aggie never gave them to me.
Other fax, which was the one which you should have got, which has gone obviously to the beach house or whatever, should have got earlier today, probably overnight, your last night, was asking about all the details on this internet stop, which again they're going to be looking for Friday, I guess. Details of the stock, including description, number of shares, purchase price, closing date, listing date, prospectus. The schedule by account we've got anyway, because you must have got a list of the amount of
it's, like I said, when I was fighting the CFTC, you know, guy was impressing a girl, and he goes, well, you know, the way you get ahead is you gotta take somebody down with your reputation, and turns around and smiles.
Yeah.
If John would have fucking listened to me, we wouldn't have been in this position. Sat on his duff and allowed the FSA to deal only with Aki and Masazaki-san, and they basically choreographed everything to support their own individual cases.
Right.
You know, I don't doubt for one second the FSA said, well, you give us Princeton and we'll let you off the hook.
Yeah, it's certainly in their interest to, certainly in Aki's interest to turn off the blade wherever else he
possibly can. I mean, the same thing with Credit Suisse. I mean, Japanese guys destroy the records. You know, the boss comes over and says, hey, this is what we found. They don't do anything to the Japanese, and they take the fucking license away from the from Credit Suisse.
Mm.
It just seems like the same MO here is going on here.
Yeah.
Let's blame Armstrong. Make him to be the bad guy.
Mm.
Kick him the hell out of Japan. And, yeah, okay, so that was on. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, that is going to be partly because of this issue of the timing, you not being aware, you know, you're not being happy to give up stuff because you don't know what the hell's going on. But they don't really, I don't think they really, you know, they really know that or have taken that on board, and therefore they're just saying, well, you know, from their perspective, they sit there and they just be waiting and asking, nothing's turned up. So that's really what we're going to put right.
How long was it before we got the actual stuff from the, you know, the from the investigation? Was it 3 weeks?
Yeah, it must have been. Must have been. Even then, we have to go through the process of getting it translated, working on what it really meant, talking it over with lawyers. So, yeah, it's probably about 3 weeks.
It's like a kangaroo court, you know, it really is.
Yeah. Working now to produce whatever you can. I'm
trying.
Yeah. As long as you let me know that I can do the help, or close up and do the help. Shout.
Okay. I think, you know, maybe it's going to be helpful to have you and Nigel get that thing from John.
Yep.
And I'm going to try and do this letter.
Mm-hmm.
And get Akagami-san's ass over there and drag him over there. I mean, if you can't even, I mean, I would prefer Philip to be in there too.
Yeah. We'll do that.
I mean, if they deny Philip, I mean, you know, I mean, what, you wouldn't charge me with something, but you don't even allow me to rebut anything or have legal counsel.
Yeah, that's hardly a balanced view of it. Yeah, I mean, for the inspection team's story, I mean, for the inspection team's story, to be able to give to the control division, I mean, I'm sure they'd be very happy if Prince never provided anything, because they'd be able to say, look, this is exactly what we thought, you know, Prince didn't give anything out, they're obstructing, but they're part of the management, so we can go here, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, it's, that's why it's absolutely key now to get in and show stuff. You know, even whatever it is, it's good to get it in.
Well, it's got to be given to Sasaki-san, because the Setoguchi guy will never even pass it up to... I'm convinced he'll sit on it.
It's quite likely he'd bounce it back for, you know, requesting clarification on this, that, and something else until the door's closed. That's a possibility. I think just the fact they see you trying to... you know, they see evidence of you trying to come to the party, it's going to be...
started shutting this door very quickly as soon as they saw that we were trying to get in to get some clarification.
But also, there was the timing issue. They can say, or they can claim that they said, well, you know, we asked you on the 28th of May, and sometime in early June, and then again in late July. So they were talking to me. And I know that the letter is in there, which they're still, I don't know if they've officially accepted or what, or you know, what the state of that letter is. But they've been told, you know, the reason for that. I just wonder how much, I think they'll take much more notice of that when they see something actually turn up.
This is what you got.
Yeah. And the most they're going to get is, you know, that 25% of the original number.
Now, in the case of a model, the only thing I could think of can do is basically that the note is not really redeemed.
But if you, you know, any questions or if you want to know if I'm doing something or getting something done, then just call.
Alright.
I'll leave the...
just make sure you take care of that thing from John.
I will do, and I'll give you a bell, your video, I would hope, early evening, to let you know that I've got it, and it's, in fact, what it says, and I don't know that it is, like,
you
know.
You gotta tell him that that, you know, if you want to call me part of the management, then that could cost Crestville his license. I think that's, they gotta get that
done. Yeah, that's for sure. Hang on a second, I've got, an envelope full of kind of FSA type-related stuff, on the table here, and I may have a draft of that, that note in there, and I don't think it's changed much since the draft was done. And if I get it, I can read it to you. So do you want me to have a quick look?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, but I'll get on to it first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll fax it to the stuff now.
Alrighty. Alright, thank you.
Thanks,
bye. Bye.
Cheers.
Did you ever get a hold of Sweeney?
Yeah, actually, I just got off with him. He should be calling you any second.
Okay. Alright, thanks.
Bye.